The reason behind this is that ANMIS wished to beat plastic pollution in South Sudan and to reduce the proportion of waste which is reaching our dam sites. Therefore, the mission has issued a number of communication to ANMIS personnel, to vendors, and will continue to share communication materials in order for ANMIS personnel to ban the use of shopping bags which are of plastic nature. I can say ANMIS is prepared already, and we are going to have so many benefits out of it. Number one, it is better to remember that plastic, the production process of these plastic bags are associated with so much pollution, because all these plastics come from petroleum products, and its disposal process as well, it involves emission of toxic gas or toxic whatever materials, and these materials are called persistence organic pollutants, or POPs. Why they are they called this? It is because they stay longer in the environment. As soon as they are released into the environment, they stay longer, and by them staying longer, they get distributed widely in our environment. At the end of the day, they go back to the animal tissues. They get accumulated in animal tissues, and us as human beings, we get them through food chain. So these are mostly the issue why we don't want to continue using the plastic bags. Mm-hmm. And for the case of ANMIS or South Sudan, I can say the disposal process is not even incineration. You know, most of the plastic bags go to the dump site, and this dump site crude dumping, they are not very well controlled. What happens there is the open burning, which is low temperature burning, which release more toxic fumes.
Right.
Yes, and also the wind, you know, we have wind which normally blows out all these materials and they end up in water bodies.
Yes, and now, Peter, what challenges are likely to be encountered and how do you plan to overcome these challenges?
Good morning, everyone. Thanks for having us here. Yep, the challenges are going to be quite... we're going to find out now on the 1st of July when this ban is imposed in regards to plastic bags will not be allowed to be sold in UNMIS camps throughout South Sudan, which is a great... it's an exciting move, mm-hmm. I think. I'm looking forward to it in regards to, as Amelia's highlighted, the situation with the plastic bags being... It dirties the environment, as we can see on a daily basis around. So I've worked closely with the vendors here in Tamping, Juba, and finding alternatives as a substitute for plastic bags. So reusable bags seem to be the one that we're pushing forward, that people actually either buy a bag reusable or they actually make a bag out of reusable items. And Amelia came up with a great... example of using a t-shirt of to make a reusable bag, which was broadcast there recently, and I think there should be more workshops, or hopefully will be more workshops, of educating people on how to be more adaptable. The challenges are, I think there's one big one, and it's like behavior change for people. So for example, if as people go to the shop, they get the plastic bag automatically to put it in and off they go, which is what's happening and won't be happening from the 1st of July. So it's for people to actually think before they go shopping to bring their reusable bag with them, the way they don't have that problem. So that's going to be a behavioural change that will take time, because it's been ingrained for the last so many years, and now we have to actually think before going shopping, which is good in a sense. And that's one challenge. And the second thing is, when the ban comes in, we're going to have many... hopefully we'll have enough supply and come up with alternatives for people to have access to reusable bags, which I think is going to be one. So that's going to be a challenging moment for us and the vendors as such, you know. Yeah. And so overall, we're excited. I'm excited about it. I'm looking forward to when we actually kick off and to deal with it. And I think it's a great step forward for the environment and for ourselves, you know.
Great. And how are you going to implement this ban? And are the stabs ready for the transit from plastic bags to these reusable or other alternatives?
Yeah, so for the past 2 months, I've been working and informing the vendors and trying to get alternatives, and a lot of the vendors have come up with alternatives and learning from the Kenya ban, which seems a very big success. And so there's different alternatives coming in from countries that have already done it. And then again, we're trying to use local material to use reusable bags at a limited cost, minimum cost. So I think people are getting aware, and they like the idea and can see the benefits. So I think it's just going to be baby steps, but big steps quite quickly, I think.
Right.
You know?
And thank you so much, Peter, there. Now, going to Amelia, what impact is the ban likely to have on the wider community?
Yes, on the wider community, what I can say is ANMIS plans to cascade this intervention into the entire community. We are planning to have a campaign at the POCs to share some impacts of plastic bags with the community in order for them as well to act and get rid of plastic bags. We are going to do this by informing them that the plastic bags are not good, and also we are going to show them how to convert old and used t-shirt into a reusable bag. And by doing that, we do believe that they will be able to make their own bags, or we can even assist as a mission to make the t-shirts to reusable bags in order for them to have these bags. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. this one will reduce plastic pollution in South Sudan. Thank you.
All right. And you talked about using t-shirts as reusable bags. Just try to describe for us, I mean, how is that done?
Thank you so much. So what we do, we say you only need 15 minutes of your time to convert whatever you have as an old clean t-shirt into the reusable bag. What you do is you try to create an opening, you know, from the next side, you will have an opening depending on how many items you intend to do or the size of the bag you intend to have. And then you remove the hands. Whenever you cut the hands, you know, the hands of the mm-hmm. t-shirt, then these are the handles. You are going to carry it from there. We have shared the poster, and this is very easy, and many people have already converted their old t-shirts into reusable bags.
Wow, what a great idea there. And I can't also wait to start to transfer my old t-shirt into a bag. Peter, what impact is the ban likely to have? What opportunities does a plastic usage ban provide?
I think it's there's one or two points there that in regards to education, it's a starting stepping stone of educating people in regards to our consumption and our usage of plastic. So I think it's going to be very beneficial for individuals and the community and the environment when we start implementing this ban, which is going to have impacts on ourselves and the local environment in regards to animals, the rivers, mm-hmm. Looking at it in a broader spectrum, is that all the plastic that goes into the Nile will end up somewhere in the sea. So, I mean, this is a huge global situation that we're only coming to deal with. I think it's a good step. We're making this as a progressive moment on that. Amelia might want to add one or two words on that, mm-hmm. if she is.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you so much. So what I can say, so many animals, according to the known science, up to 100,000 marine creatures die each year because of the pollution. And so many issues are happening because of the pollution. So this is a learning point for everyone, and it is a point of positive social change for everyone in South Sudan to act and get rid of the plastic bags. Thank you.
Yes, and at the moment this ban is being implemented inside ANMIS camps, if I'm right. And some of these IDPs come out, and they can come out to the shops outside and buy these bags. Now, if they go, it won't be allowed for them to enter. They have to get an alternative from the gate before they enter to these camps. Is that right?
At the moment, we have not yet instituted at the POCs. However, there was a government circular that was issued on December 18th last year, and it really said that people in South Sudan should stop the use of plastic bags in South Sudan. So this is, like I can say, ANMIS is also complying with that one, although we started long before the government issued that ban.
Yes.
But this one is already, government already has something similar to that. Thank you.
All right. Any last messages or final messages that you'd like to send out there about this particular ban?
I can say it is time for everyone to think about the future generation. Plastic bags or plastic materials take up to 1,000 years to decay. It is time for us to stop the use of plastic bags to create a clean and healthier environment in South Sudan.
Thank you so much, Amelia. Peter, your final remarks?
I'm excited about it. It's going to be a challenging couple of days ahead of us, but I think it's very worthwhile and it's a good step in the right direction. And we're looking forward to the next steps of reducing our plastic in the coming weeks and months
throughout
the mission. Thank you.
All right.